the streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me home.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the hottest radio show worldwide. The streets definitely don't love you back. We have a great, great show for you tonight. And without further ado, we're going to go right over to our guest, and we're going to have him formally introduce himself. So get you on tonight, and you can formally introduce yourself, and we can get the show started.
Hello, how are you this evening, my friend? My name is James Arsenault, Jr. I live in Los Angeles, California. I've worked in the entertainment industry for about 25 years, and I recently, in the last few years, decided to become an author and share quite a few of my experiences about mentoring and about the process of growth that the entertainment industry has provided for me. I started with some spiritual books, a book about discipleship, which is actually a mentoring process, and some daily devotionals, which are actually affirmations that I used to kind of pump myself up every day and get myself ready for being involved in the business, and do a lot of speaking to a lot of youth organizations and things like that. So I practically have set myself up to just make a change in the community. Really, that's it.
My man, you know. So what I would like to ask you tonight is that how did you come to the point of getting in the entertainment business, period, you know? Where did it all begin?
Well, I lived in Honolulu, Hawaii, and I used to watch, it's kind of funny, I used to watch Soul Train on TV, and I looked at the people in California, and they looked like they were having a good time. So I made a vow and a point to myself that I was going to go out to California and enjoy the good time that everybody was having. So I put together a plan. And within 2 to 3 years, I had planned to come out and get involved in the entertainment industry. I never had a desire to be an actor or actress or singer or anything like that. I've always been involved in business. And so I thought my calling was to be involved in management. And got involved in a few projects when I got out here and prepped myself for working with a couple of groups, Tony Robinson and Shane Sparks and James Watson. These guys had got together and formed a group called Cold Premier. And that was actually my first management, real management situation in the entertainment business. And it's a tough business. It's a tough business. It takes no survivors. And I remember reading a book when I first got into the business called The Platinum Rainbow. I'll never forget this book. And the statement that it had in the beginning of the book is, no matter how much you love this business, it will never love you back. And it practically scared me. I almost was ready to turn around and go back. And I've surely experienced that, but I've been able to turn it around and turn it into something a little bit more positive in terms of growth and being able to share that experience with other people. But that was my draw. And when I first got here, I got involved with the Gap Band. I used to work with Charlie Wilson of the Gap Band. And a friend of mine had a management company, and he asked me to come aboard and get involved with them. So I was involved with them and their transition from the record company Total Experience over to Capitol Records. And then after that, I moved on and worked with a few other artists. I worked with DJ Quick and George Murphy, who was part of A&M Records, and Clarence Avon. I got involved with them and actually ran their studio. And John McClain, who was actually a protege of the Jackson family, his father had a studio over in South Los Angeles, and I worked in the studio and ran a studio. And got quite a lot of experience being involved. That's the same studio where Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis recorded Janet Jackson's record Control. So I was exposed to a lot of the business, and it was really, really a quick learning process of being involved in this business.
That sounds like a winner. So another question I would like to ask you to get on the floor as well. How did you come about to meet T-Rob, and what kind of projects are you all working on as of today?
Okay. We're actually working on, Tony's working on a documentary about his experience in the business and some of the projects that he's been involved in. He's doing some film and television and music projects as well. One of the things that you have to do in this business is you have to get your footing first. And a lot of people don't realize that. And I think that Tony himself had to go through a few experiences to get his footing. He has his footing now. The business is in his blood. His father was a drummer for the late, great James Brown and Bootsy Collins and George Clinton and quite a few other people. So the entertainment business was already in his blood. And we met one another. At the time, I was dating one of the Pointer Sisters, and we were living together, and I was actually working with them as well as a manager. And I met Tony. And I met his group. And Tony's group, to me, was, I used to tell everybody, it was five MC Hammers on steroids that could sing. That was the way I described his group. And it was amazing. They were some of the best dancers I had ever seen. And they were phenomenal singers and everything. But I don't think that they were actually ready for the business. And as a manager, one of the things that I felt was my biggest mistake was actually bringing them to Los Angeles a little earlier than they should have been. If I could go back and do anything, I would redo that part. I would actually have them stay where they were so that they wouldn't have all of the confusion in their mind that goes along with this business in terms of management and deciding a lot of things and having people in your ear and things like that. But one thing that really allowed Tony to get to where he was is Tony's a fighter, and he had made up his mind, just as though I had made up my mind, that we were going to succeed in this business somehow, some way. We were going to find a way to succeed. One of the things that we did different than a lot of people is we wanted to give back. We didn't just want to be in the business for the success of the business or the notoriety of the business. We wanted to give back to other people, and we wanted to find a practical way to teach and share with other people some of the mistakes that we had gone through so they wouldn't have to go through that process. And we actually got together and made a commitment to work together. And upon that happening, we set up a showcase. And actually, the showcase that Tony and his group had, it was at a club called Paradise, one of the hottest clubs in the country here in Los Angeles at the time, where you had the likes of Eddie Murphy, Janet Jackson, Magic Johnson, Howard Hewitt, all of the hottest groups, the hottest rappers. You had Young MC, Tone Low, Father MC. You had Chuck Rock, you name it. Everybody was in there on a Thursday night. And I had some relationships, and so I set up a performance. Tony's group to perform that night. They actually performed right after MC Hammer, and they ripped the place apart. And after they ripped the place apart, Irving Azoff and Cassandra Mills, who Cassandra Mills was responsible for the New Jack City Project and Color Me Bad and Jade and those groups that were over there on Giant Records. And they came the next day and said, we want to sign this group. We think they're amazing. And that began our journey, our actual journey in the entertainment business.
Definitely always like a winner, you know. And if you had to say a few words to any of the youngsters that might want to get into the entertainment business or might want to get into the fashion business, what advice would you give that individual?
One of my mantras that I live by is where purpose and vision is not defined, abuse is inevitable. And what I mean by that is if you don't have a plan, you basically plan to fail. There's a lot of people who come to the entertainment community and they really don't have a plan. You hear things like, I want to be famous or I want to be a star, and they don't actually have a plan. And I think that that's the biggest that's the biggest conduit to failure is not having a plan. I think when you have a plan financially to maintenance yourself in terms of getting a job, a lot of actors, they're a great example. They come out here, and actors know that they're going to be waiters or waitresses. They've already put that in their mind, that they're going to be waiters or waitresses when they come out here. As far as the music business, you have to do the same thing. You got to come out here, and you got to suck it up, and you've got to learn the business. You can't expect anybody to count your money for you. You can't expect anybody to hold on to money for you. Money has its own servitude. And if you allow people to handle your money, you're going to allow them to handle the destiny of where you're going. So you got to learn the business. You got to sit down and talk to as many people that are successful as possible and as many people who have failed as possible and find out what their failures were. The people who were successful, find out what their successes were. Get these stories. People are more than willing to discuss these things with you when you're new to the business. So if you're going to come out here, have a plan. Have a plan and also realize that that plan is going to involve some grinding. You're going to have to hit the streets. Also, another thing that I have to tell people is that you got to make sure you got thick skin. If you don't have thick skin, you're not going to do well out here because as many people as you run into that are going to tell you yes and that you're good, you're going to run into that same amount of people that are going to tell you that you're not going to make it, you're not going to have a chance. And the third thing I would say to people is be realistic of what your talent level is. I can't or no one can determine who's going to make it, who's not going to make it. But a person can assess talent and say that they're going to choose this because this person has this. So I've worked with some of the biggest, entertainers in the business. I've worked with Eddie Murphy. I worked with Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band. I worked with the Pointer Sisters. Had an opportunity to work with Sugar Ray Leonard, the boxer. One of the things that all of these people have in common is they have an amazing work ethic. They have an amazing work ethic. And that's one of the foundational things that I would say to any young person who comes out here is have an amazing work ethic. I've never seen anybody who did all the work and didn't succeed.
My man, So with that being said, we're going to take a couple commercials. We got the line lit up tonight, and when we get back, we're going to take a few calls and see what's happening. So we'll be right back with my main man tonight. Stay tuned.
The hottest newspaper in Arizona, Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest radio show worldwide. You're still listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back, and we're kicking it with our great, great guest tonight. And we're going to go to a couple of calls. for our guests, and hold tight, and we're going to go to the last four digits, 7991. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, sir, you're on the air, caller.
Yeah, this is T. Blunt, CEO of Blunt Entertainment West, INC, Universal, We Global. How you doing, T. Rob? How you doing? Hello?
My man, yes, we appreciate everybody coming in. You know, would you like to ask the question tonight?
Yeah, I want to ask T. Rob, when and what time you going to be out here in the West so we can hook up and make this thing happen, like all these, you know, all these business moves we got, my brother. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, you there, T-Rob?
T-Rob?
Yeah, I think his phone probably went out, you know, for a few minutes. We're going to go to the next guest right quick, and I'm going to jump back to T-Rob.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. All right, we're at the last four digits, 929-9268. Caller, you on the air.
Hello?
9268, you on air, call. I guess they not ready for you tonight. My brother asked them great questions, you know?
I'm ready for them though.
Without a doubt. Let me try, we're gonna go to a new one, you know? Last four digits, 7999. Caller, you on air.
Yeah, shouts out to T Rob. What's going on?
Hey, my brother, you know, it's all good, man. Would you like to ask James a question tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, I seen you've been busy all this time. I met you back in the days with T-Rob up Meet the House.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, we came up there and played basketball.
Yes, I had a basketball court at my house. That was a good day.
Yeah, that was the good days, huh?
That was the good days. These are better days, though.
Oh, they are better days. Okay. I see, sir. You still working, though.
Definitely. Never going to stop.
Yeah, one thing I can say to you, Rob, I always speak highly of, you know. I got to say that.
Yeah, that's my guy, man. He's a wonderful guy. He's been as much of an inspiration to me as he says I've been to him. So, works both ways.
All right, well, nice talking to you, James.
Okay, my pleasure.
All right, my brother.
All right, my brother. We appreciate you calling in. Hold tight
right,
for a little bit, you know. My man.
All right.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller, and we're going to go to the last four digits, 0192. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, how
yes,
are you?
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Veronica Kish.
Okay.
And I think James knows who I am. Hi, James.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi.
You're about to make me cry here.
Yes,
I don't even know what to say,
but I'm going to say what God is just going to let me say right now. T-Rob, I really don't know who you are, but I want to say hello, and I'm glad to speak on this line tonight. I know James personally, and I want to say he is one of the most fantastic man I've ever met in my entire life. I just want to say God bless this line tonight and this talk show, and I'm going to listen to it until the end. Me and my kids are listening to it, and my daughter-in-law, and I'm excited just to listen. And James, we love you. You rock.
Love you,
oh,
too.
Thank you so much
for
coming on there, young lady. Yeah, that's all
well,
good,
thank
Mr.
you
James.
For allowing
You're rocking
me.
Rocking tonight. It's all good.
Yes.
So we want you to hold on. And stay tuned, and we're going to go to another caller, but you just hang in there with us tonight, okay?
I surely will. Amen, and God bless you all.
All right, Veronica. Thank
you,
sweetie.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, we got our next caller coming, last four digits is 6657. Caller, you on the air.
What's up, and how you doing? I'd like to say hello to the host. What's up, what's up, boy? This is DJ Church, man.
Oh, man, what's up with you, DJ Church, man? We appreciate you calling in, good brother. Would you like to ask James a question tonight, Church?
Oh yeah, I don't. I know Rob. T. Rob is not on the phone. I hope he's listening. If you hear me, the question is for James.
Yes, sir.
James, how long have you been in the entertainment business, and how many people you say that has influenced you, and how many people have you touched in helping the game?
You know, literally, I would have to say hundreds of people. I've been involved in a lot of people's lives, a lot of entertainers. It doesn't even matter if I mention their name, because it's not an ego thing to me. It's something that I really want to do. But I've been involved in the entertainment business for about 25 years. I think one of my best experiences and seeing the end result of that is probably Charlie Wilson. My first encounter with him and actually working with him, and he would acknowledge this today that, you know, when I met him, he had a problem with drugs at the time and everything, and to see a person or to be a part of where he is today, and it doesn't have to be notable to everybody, but to know that I participated in his life in a way. He actually came to live with me in Hawaii, and I had a recording studio over there, and he actually lived with me and recorded in my studio over there when he was deep, deep, deep into his drug problem. And I actually came back over here and lived with him for a while. But there's nothing that can compare to the impact that you have in people's lives when they turn around and they survive the things that have attacked them in their life and become successful like Charlie Wilson. So that's probably one of my biggest things. And then also my ex-girlfriend, who was one of the Pointer Sisters, she was actually involved in drugs at the time, too, when we met, and she's no longer involved in that. So I'm just a person who believes that you must leave a situation better than it was when you came.
I have one more thing.
Sure.
To not actually really say, but to see if you may be interested. As Boyd knows, I have an internet radio station called JCS 2364 Funk House Radio. And a brother as yourself that has knowledge in the game, we would love to have you come to the radio station and give us an in-depth interview also. I've checked out your website, and Tony talked very highly of you. And I really would like to extend an invitation for you to come to the radio station. Not only that, to give you time on the radio station, actually give you a show so you can be able to reach out to the youngsters that's trying to get into the game, and even those who were seasoned vets that need a new point of direction. We would love to have you.
Okay, two words. I'm in.
I'm in.
Me and Tony, we already talked about this, and we decided this is kind of a launching for us outside of some other things that I've done, but this is a launching for us, and we decided that I'm all in. And the best way to you know, give homage to anything is to get in and dive in and give people that practical information. You know, I know everything. I know how to do my own contracts. I've done all of that stuff. I've learned all of that stuff, and I have a wealth of knowledge, man, that I'm willing and ready to share with everybody who wants to hear it. So I'll be more than happy to be involved in what you guys are involved in and give you as much knowledge as I can impart into you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it, man. And looking forward to talking more with you and you know, get more details so I can give you more details so we can get this started.
So you have T-Rob's information, right?
Now say that again.
You have T-Rob's information, correct?
Yes, I do have T-Rob's information. I sure do.
Okay. You can get in contact with him, man, and we'll set it up, man, and we'll get there as soon as possible, bro. We won't hold it off. We'll get there as soon as possible, and any other events that you guys have surrounding that or whatever, we'll help you do it, man. This ain't about making money, man. This is just about sharing the wealth of knowledge that I have, and I want to see people get it. So just want you to know that off the jump.
Yeah, we have an actual part in our radio station where we call it Funkucation. So that's educating all the funksters that's out there that need to get that knowledge. So we would love to make you a part of our family, man.
Love to be involved. Count me in.
All right.
My
thanks,
man,
boy.
We appreciate that, DJ Church. Hey, we appreciate you, my friend, you know. And
yes,
give them where they can listen to your radio show at, DJ Church. Give them their website.
You can go to the website. You can go to www.jcs2364.com. You can go right there, look on the radio page. The first page you get to, you'll see the link where you can click on. You can go right to the radio station, which is affiliated with Live 365, and you can also follow us on facebook.com/JCS2364 Funk House Radio, on Twitter, twitter.com DJ Church number 3, and if you want to send anything through email, JCSradio2364@gmail.com. We're here. We're a big supporter of The Streets Don't Love You Back. And whenever they're doing something major, you best believe JCS2364 Funk House Radio got your back.
Awesome. And that's real talk. He always down with us, and we want to give him a big, big shout-out. Goes out to DJ Church and his whole team for always being down from day one. And we met DJ Church last year through our homeboy once again, T-Rob. Always connecting dots and connecting T's, you know. He put it together, and we've still been rolling there since, and we appreciate you.
No problem. I'm going to make it to that event, to the big event, man. I'll be there.
My man, you know what I mean? We appreciate that. That's September the 6th. The Streets Don't Love You Back is having an anti-gang, drugs, violence, and awareness conference. Going to be here in Mesa, Arizona, September the 6th, which, once again, DJ Church is one of the sponsors with that. He'll be doing a lot of radio promotion for us on that end, plus dropping a jingle for us. So we definitely appreciate that. We will have Snoop Dogg Mother be there. Mother Green will be one of the speakers at our event. Also, we'll have Ms. Donna Buchanan there, and we'll have another special guest as well to be announced. And my wife will be speaking. Also, I will be speaking, and we'll have some locals speaking on the ticket too. So it's going to be a great, great event, you know. Any more announcements, DJ Church, before we move on?
No, you guys have a good night, and I'm looking forward to meeting you, James, man. Have a good night, and peace and blessings, brothers.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you too, and I also go tell you that you look on my Facebook page, you know, Twitter at Tag to Jay, you'll find that I do a thing called notes and quotes every day, and I do affirmations and quotes that I write personally myself out every day to inspire people. So those
nice.
Will be available on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook every day.
Nice. I'm going to check that out.
Okay.
We appreciate that. Thank you for stopping through, DJ.
All right.
All right, buddy. Take
My
care.
Man. Uh-huh. All right, James, we're going to go back over here and see if we can get our man T-Rob back on the line. So we're going to shoot back over his way. All right, hold tight. Hey, we got T-Rob in the house.
I have a lot of things going on in my head, and I have a lot of things that I need to think about. I feel like it might be something very
interesting. I think we've got to hold off again. Let me Hey, do we got T-Rob in the house? The Quiet Giant is quiet tonight. You know what happened to you?
I'll do like I've always been doing. I'll hold it down for him, whatever they need.
That's what I like to hear, James. So,
that's my boy. I got his back 100%, man. I'll hold it down for him forever, man.
So what we need you to do right now, James, is let's talk about this new book. Upcoming book, right? And we would like for you to shed some light on that.
I got four books right now on my website. They're online books. Mm-hmm. I'm actually getting ready to print some copies. One is called The Discipleship. Another one's called The Proverbs, The Practice, The Prayers. Another one is called Steps to Your Christian Calling. Another one is called Your Steps to Heaven. But the book that's really going to do really well is one that I'm still in the process of writing, and it's called Sensitivity to Leadership. And what prompted me to write that book is, you know, in my growing in the business and growing in life, growing spiritually and all of that, I went to a lot of leaders and I asked a lot of people for help, and I asked them to show me the way and give me a design or give me a program on how to do something. And they gave me some things, but there wasn't a sensitivity to it. There wasn't a really calling for caring. And I decided, instead of judging those people because I don't know the circumstances of why they are where they are, instead of judging them, I was going to jump in and be a help to them and actually write a book about the sensitivity to leadership. And I think that a lot of times leaders are stuck with the fact of building. And when you're stuck with this process of building, sometimes you don't pay attention to the actual smaller needs of people that look up to you. So I wanted to make sure that my book catered to that, and I also would like to eventually have a sensitivity to leadership conference where leaders would come from all across the country and listen to some of the desires and the demands of employees, people they work for, and people on the lower level of the scale of how leaders can better respond to them.
And that sounds like a winner right there. So also I want you, James, to give the people your website where they can go log on and get all this information.
Okay. My website information is The Books of James, www.thebooksofjames.com. And my email address is thearsenalgroup@yahoo.com. Arsenal spelled ArsenaUX. thearsenalgroup@yahoo.com. And I'm available to people to discuss things. I'm actually starting the blog. I haven't been a real computer person, so I'm just now getting into the process of blogging and learning to Twitter and do things like that. One of the reasons I didn't do this before is I had to gain the knowledge. I had to have the experiences, and I had to do a lot of studying so that I could actually bring something to the table. And bringing something to the table was a little bit more important than just being out there and being popular. I'm not really doing this to be popular. I'm doing this because people need help. They need people who actually care, people who are not just trying to get rich off of people, so people who care about passing information on to you that's helpful. If you help a lot of people get their lives together and things right in the business, they're going to respond. They're going to let other people know. And therefore, whatever garment of praise you need to get, people will put that on them yourself, put that on you themselves.
And that's all good, my brother. You know, you definitely kicking it real with him, you know. So what I would like for you to do now, Mr. James, is, you know, if you would like to give any shout-outs to anyone. And before we depart again, definitely would like for you to get a website out again, because I think it's very important for people to tune in to what you got going on, because it's not just about helping self. It's about helping others, and that's what the greatest thing about life is, when you can give back to help others, whether it's knowledge or whether it's, you know, just a handshake or just, hey, you're doing good, or you can do it, you know?
Yeah, I believe that I believe God gave me a great opportunity, and he gave me a platform to be a learner, to be a go-getter. With information, and I've stored quite a bit of information in my head to share with people. I want to see people win. I like the excitement of seeing people not knowing and then knowing and going through the process in a practical manner, not a difficult or you know, a demeaning manner, but a real practical manner of understanding. So, you know, I like to invite everybody to come to my website again. It's www.thebooksofjames.com. I have 4 books that's available on my website, but I also have some other information that you can read, some spiritual information as well as some motivational information. I'm going to have a section that I'm putting on my website called Notes and Quotes, and it's a section where you'll go there and you'll be able to get some practical information about things, simple things like fear. A lot of people are fearful of getting into certain businesses and things like that. So I offer some practical information of how to deal with things like fear and the challenges of crossing certain borders and barriers to success. And you can also find me on Twitter at Tags to Jay. And I'm on Facebook at James Arsenal Jr. on Facebook.
That's what time it is, you know. And
I thank you very much for the opportunity as well.
Oh, it's all good, Mr. James. And what I want to do is I want to dedicate a song to you right quick before we depart. And I'm going to play this song. And it's something that I know you can relate to, my friend. So we're going to be right back with my man, James.
All right. All right, man, that's happening. I like that. Hello? 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 Hello there. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. We've been trying
yes,
to get
sir.
T-Rob on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let me see if I can get him on here again, James. T-Rob, is you there, my friend?
I think I'm here this time, man. I've been getting calls.
Man,
we've
been trying to get you online for how long, James? We've been trying to get you on here for about a half hour, bro.
Yeah, I've been getting calls. People been telling me they've been hearing me talking and dropping out. And I said, well, I ain't said nothing yet. So I just got in, man. Thank you for opening up the airways. I can breathe now. Y'all had me. I was in the box, man, trying to get the, I was, you know, trying to get the blog talk, man. So I'm here.
My man,
it's good, man.
I appreciate that, man. You know, my man
yes,
James
sir.
Came on and did his thing, you know?
Yeah, yes, sir. You know, actually, I did get a chance to hear it, man. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and come from my perspective and let you know, personally, you know, James is being, you know, real modest right now. And that's him. You know, he's very humble about, you know, what he's done in the game and what he's done as a human. But I'm going to tell you from my side of the coin, man. First of all, you know, we've had a lot of people, good people who've helped us along the way in our career, meaning Coach Mir. You know, people like Kipper Jones, Jefflin Dangerfield, and so many others, rest in peace, Stacy. What was Stacy's last name? Stacy Strickland was a guy that played the bridge between Cole Premier and James Arsenal. And when we met James Arsenal, we was living in Cincinnati, and he had heard about this group that was, you know, had a nice little buzz out in the air, you know, being, you know, tearing up talent shows and just doing their thing. So this man took it upon himself to fly to Cincinnati. To stay there a few days so he can, you know, get to know this group he had heard about, man. And once he got a taste of Cincinnati and Cole Premier and that just the whole vibe that, you know, we all had and the chemistry we instantly connected with, man, he was the first guy that flew all five of us out to L.A. I mean, we had never flown before. We was out there scared. James Arsenal was the first guy that flew us, you know, to Hawaii. James Arsenal was the first guy that taught us about how to keep a woman. If you know what I mean. I mean, he did so much, you know, in our lives as not just as a group, but as young men, that today, you know, we're fathers and we pass down some of the, you know, some of the teachings and some of the schoolings and stuff that James gave to us, we giving that to our kids. So that right there speaks volume, bro. You feel what I'm saying, boy?
Oh, without a doubt, man. And that's what's so good about life.
It speaks volume. So basically, with James, I mean, he's worked with, I mean, I kind of got cut out in the beginning of the show, so I didn't hear everything, but I don't know if he told you guys, like, and he's humble, so I don't expect him to. But here's a guy who's played golf with President Bill Clinton. Here's a guy who, you know, I mean, I became friends and met Magic Johnson just simply by being with James because Magic and James were so close. I mean, James is around a lot of people, and these are powerful people. But these are people that I've seen rely on James for, like, just to talk to him and, you know, get his opinion. And I'm in awe looking at Magic Johnson, man, just, you know, grabbing on James like was an Arsenal, you know. I mean, just like, I'm like, just Magic Johnson. You know, this is the type of person that James is. So what he did for Cole Premier, man, was if it hadn't been really for James and just really
you know, sticking his neck out on the line in the beginning of our career, because he didn't know whether or not we were going to get a record deal or not. So he put up a lot of money on us before we even got started, and it was because of his diligence and his heart, his kind heart, and his just attachment to us that we was able to, man, end up getting signed to Warner Brothers. We did a movie. We still, you know, got our foot dabbling around in the game. We got Shane Sparks, you know, doing his thing. You know, he's growing up in Hollywood. He, you know, y'all know him for doing America's Best Dance Crew and So You Think You Can Dance. And now he's got his own TV show called The Dancers of North Hollywood that they shot the pilots. That's sick. Y'all going to love that. I got the Cry Giant project. I'm also working on a film with a big shout out to Blunt Entertainment, you know, on the West Coast doing it big. James and myself. Now this here is like it's the epitome of. I mean, it's just you can't imagine how I feel working with James on the level I'm working with him on right now, because he's a man that took us under his wing as we was young men. We were 19, 20 years old. And sold us a game and got us there. And now here he is finally being able to, you know, because James is known for helping people. He's associated with Eddie Murphy, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard, Johnny Gill, Will Smith. You name it, James. You be out with James and let one of them guys pull up and go walk the red carpet and let James be standing in front of him. I guarantee you most of them are going to be like, what's up, James? Easily. But here's the guy that I say who has always been, I kind of, you know, patterned out after him, you know, Quiet Giant, being someone that's always instrumental in connecting people, but not necessarily being the one known for doing it. And that's how James is. James has put a lot of people together, powerful people, that never seeked the attention for doing that. But now here James is, he's got his book, he's got his thing, his motivational speaking, he got his Arsenal group, he got all these different companies that he hasn't even told you guys about, and he called me and said, you know what, man, I want you to handle my project. I want you to basically, you know, act as an agent manager for what I have to embark on right now, and it's a heavy load, but I know you can do it. That alone, that statement alone, him saying that to me, it kind of, I mean, it just confirmed that I graduated as a man. Like, for James to say, I managed your career, now I believe that much in you to manage mine. Man, that's remarkable, bro. That's all I'm saying. But I'm here to tell you that, man. I'm here to get it crunk, because I'm celebrating my man coming out with his books. You know, as far as the industry thing is, we still around. And I would encourage all of you out there, or even if you feel like, I mean, you don't have to be young. If you got some talent and you got some skills, go to James Arsenal's website. Send some music. I mean, no matter what he says, send him some music, because I'm going to tell you, a hit speaks volumes. So if we get something out there that we feel like is undeniable, you're going to hear from us. So that's my thing right now that I'm putting out here, because I know Boyd is covered, you know, Universal. Y'all being overseas and everything. So any talent out there, we're going to leave you with some information. Send us that music. Send us that video. Send us that movie. Whatever it is you think you do, send it to us. And if it blows some minds away, then you're going to get a call. Trust us on that one. That's all I got to say right now, boy. Yeah, hey, we gonna get a trunk tonight, man. We gonna lift it up, baby. Let's Blunt Entertainment. I need some callers. Call in. You know. Let us know you're listening. Let us know you. Let me know you support my man James Arsenal. Let me know that you gonna follow his Twitters. You gonna check in on his site. You gonna go support him with his book, because you supporting him means you supporting yourself, because that's all he about is helping the people. So that's where we at. Let's go.
That's what I like to hear, baby, you know. So, hey, James, we rolling tonight. We finally got T-Rob up and rolling. So before we leave tonight, man, I'm going to go ahead and dedicate another song for you. This is a song that I produced and recorded myself personally, and it's entitled Balling Out of Control, because that's exactly what you're doing. You're balling out of control for the Father, and I'm loving that, baby, you know.
Awesome. Yes, sir.
Here we go. Balling Out of Control, dedicated to my man, Jay. All right, my friend. And always remember, at the end of the day, the streets definitely don't love you back. And we want to say peace and love to our man, James. And we will be in touch with him again. And God bless you.
All right. Thank you. God bless you.
Have a great night. Mm-hmm.
All right.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
I gotta do right before they call me home.
Johnson, California's political prisoner of the year. I was shot by the police and framed and set up. I need your help and assistance as I fight for justice. Please visit my website at freegiproject.org and sign the online petition. This petition drive is intended to have an investigation of facts into the cover-up of this police wrongful shooting. With this petition, we shall bring awareness and vindication to Free GI. So please visit freegiproject.org and sign the online petition and pass it on to family and friends on Facebook and Twitter and all social media as we join to Free GI. FreeGIProject.org. Thank you very much.
Yeah. We back at the top of the hour. W-E-N-J. We got a very special guest in the house. Sexy. Slim Goody. About to sit down and poly a little bit. Do a little ghetto talking, you know? Slim, tell me something.
From AZ to double O high, the way we triple and double the pile of the bubble, but I stay low, subtle and fly. No cuddle, no cry, I'm gonna fly. These brothers acting hard, but they shut and shy. I'm getting Cenos like casinos from Cincy to Reno. We see re-ups, you see repos, your G'd up, but your G-flow. Baby, be easy like a free throw. Get cheesy and me no need no hero. My knees real, you placebo. Negro, you ain't first, that's where my seat go. You better believe, bro, I can't believe my enemies bleed mo. I'm second watching trees grow. My peeps like where them trees go. I'm spinning that cheap flow. It's my way like BK and Khalid. I'm with his car, not where he go. At the bar till he be on zero. I got money and power of the veto. Your paper got your sour, shout like you DeVito. I'm pulling strings like you the bass, and I'm the Tito. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. With my ghetto team we creaming up, hey. Ghetto walk, ghetto talking the ghetto, we be gleaming, okay. Living, triple beam dreams, yeah. Giving, lift to the fiends, yeah. Chilling, rip with them things, don't nip, yeah. To my hips and my jeans. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. With my ghetto team we creaming up, hey. Ghetto walk, ghetto talking the ghetto, we be gleaming, okay. Living, triple beam dreams, yeah. Giving, lift to the fiends, yeah. Chilling, rip with them things, don't, yeah. Nip to my hips and my jeans. From nothing to 10, 10 to 20, y'all be stunting, getting got. We be bumping, getting plenty, then puffing the piff, sipping the Henny. Slim be setting the trends, y'all be bending for the trendy gap. Love for my kin, send death to my enemy. The drought got you sick, this Slim got your remedy. Boo got juice like Duke got energy. Shutting you down like Duke did synergy. Slim be putting the Simply Queen of the Cincy. Lean bag, beaming at the Bentley. Cream bag like I never seen empty. Seen stacks so your green never tempt me. Hit the scene with green eyes and a limp. It's your dream girl, baby. Be the rise of a gift. Dreamy thighs driving gas to the lives of a sim. He settles down, I arrive with the him. I got drive, so I arrive with the rent. My ghetto walk, getting gas on the rise with the mint. Rhyme with the tent. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. With my ghetto team we creaming up, hey. Ghetto walk, ghetto talking the ghetto, we be gleaming, okay, living, okay. Triple beam dreams, yeah. Giving, lift to the fiends, yeah. Chilling, rip with them things, so next, yeah. To my hips and my jeans. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. With my ghetto team we creaming up, hey. Ghetto walk, ghetto talking the ghetto, we be gleaming, okay, living. Triple beam dreams, yeah. Giving, lift to the fiends, yeah. Chilling, rip with them things, so next, yeah. To my hips and my jeans. Brother Sal, shout and come to Slim with cow towels, did you? Better than Bow Wow, just shawty than a Bow Wow. Ghetto tar cleaner with the foul mouth. Midwest, East Coast, West Coast, the righty style. Tell you what the body bout. Smell you with the shoddy cloud. Never tell a shout it down. Better jail than a cloud of doubt. No money better than crank and powder bout. From bummy to bank to calling routes. Call me the QB cutie. Fating niggas in the QC. I say, who me? He say, you with the booty. He say, he wanna swoop me, screw the coochie. I dig dick, but baby, I don't do groovy. I got my own. I don't care about your Gucci. You in the peanut gang like Snoopy and Lucy. You ain't ghetto talking, so you lose me. My crew unruly, say who pulling the toolie down for doing the duty. You down, we move a hoochie. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. With my ghetto team, we creaming up, hey. Ghetto walk, ghetto talking the ghetto, we be gleaming, okay, living, okay. Triple beam dreams, yeah. Giving, lift to the fiends, yeah. Killing, riff with them things, so next, yeah. To my hips and my jeans. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. With my ghetto team, we creaming up, hey. Ghetto walk, ghetto talking the ghetto, we be gleaming, okay, living, okay. Triple beam dreams, yeah. Giving, lift to the fiends, yeah. Killing, riff with them things, so next, yeah. To my hips and my jeans.
knocking at my front door. 3 in the morning like the motherfucking po-po. Grab a po-po, put it straight to the peephole. Nigga, state your business at what you want me for.
Slim and CJ, baby, put the gun down. Get word on the street, niggas starting to hate now. Matter of fact, I just came from over boy house. He said, bring the hardware, girl, it's about to go down.
Bet that, murk these cats, call me shooter. Just put a new scope on my red hawk Ruger. And when it's let walk through ya, you're no longer with us. Just laying in the place where the dead talk to you. Got the rest of the coolies in the back of the cougar. That's my murder at the midnight with less dick. Call boy telling me to switch some extra clips. We gon' give him a little taste of some gangster shit.
Now that's that. We stay strapped to the fullest. Yeah, we ain't never scared to pull it. Beware, it's them good. I drop bombs. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm.
What up, it's them goody nigga, break yourself. Run up in your crib with a 9, make myself. Right at home, not alone, got my crew with me.
Yeah, and we SD mobbing in the place to be. So go on, put your hands high, we got you surrounded. Surrendering to the sound from the platinum logic. When it come to rapping, I got it, bad like Usher.
Give me a beating like Wade, I make it a jumper. 3-pointer game winner, best respect. Slim good behind the arch, shot'll leave you wet. All net, y'all cat can't wall with us. The bend while us the flows when we dunk on you hoes.
Like whoa, black rob you nipples. I got heat that'll melt it like coffee crystals. 6 shots from a revolving pistol. Believe 6 spots on your body wrinkles.
It's your girl Slim Goody people. In and out the system like a fucking sequel. Now my little youngest wanna thug like we do. Tryna tell them that it ain't no love in these streets.
No love, man, it's a new type of evil. Cause we don't give a fuck, we ready to throw it up.
Yep. And we don't give a damn, we ready to weigh them grounds.
That boy and that girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's that. We stay strapped to the fullest. And yeah, we ain't never scared to pull it. Beware, it's them good, I drop bombs. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm.
Feel good. my best. Lay back with a pack, got a stack, oh yes, I'm fresh. I'm fly indeed, I'm rage, I'm boss, I'm light MC. I might just be the next dynasty. A female rapper can't deny me. The T.I.B., queen of QC. At the top of my game, where you find me? On live TV, on my CD. On my label, cold as ICE. Come ride with me, let your mind be free. Get down to the sounds of Slim to D. My 4-4 Magnum Symphony. That's so toe tapping when I squeeze. I'll flip the flip. Now, ladies, this. Why the fellas fight? Hold my delight. This is a love banger. I can make a swing with a beat like this. You better move, move.
Yeah, yeah.
Rock with a beam with it. On a dance floor when I'm looking clean with it.
Hey, hey.
Rock with a beam with it. Put your hands high. Let's ride to the limit. Come on.
Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with? Up in the club with my crew. And yeah, we on that drunk shit. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with? Yeah, up in the club with my crew. And yeah, we on that drunk shit. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with? Up in the club with my crew. And yeah, we on that drunk shit. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with?
Club banger. Oh, hey, baby, Slim Pretty. Slim Pretty. Slim Pretty. Boy Records.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest radio show worldwide. The Streets Will Love You Back. We had a great show tonight with our guy James, and he brought a lot of knowledge to the table. And we just thanking everybody for tuning in every Wednesday night. And don't forget, we got the big event coming up September the 6th, 2014, Anti-Gang Drugs, Violence, Abuse, and Aware Conference. Going to be at the Arizona Event Center in Mesa. And right now, you can go on the website, www.arizonaeventcenter.com, and you can get tickets free in advance right now. And it's going to be a sold-out event, so we're asking everybody to get in there and get them tickets, you know. And if you haven't got the Streets Will Love You Back book or the Never Hit a Woman book, log on to the website and get that as well. Also, if you have not got Donald Buchanan's book, Second Chance Runaway, log on and get that as well at the website, thestreetswilloveyouback.name.com. Also, be on the lookout for author Evangelist Beverly Borders Green book coming out, Real Love 2, and that's a great book. So you're going to want to get a copy of that as well. Also, Miss Evangelist Beverly Borders Green will be speaking at our event September the 6th. Also, Donna Buchanan will be speaking at our event. And also, we got a special guest that we're waiting on to get totally confirmed before we can start promoting that name as well. But until then, we're just going to have to keep you in suspense for that. And we would just like to say, hey, log on to our website, keep updated, learn more, and see all the great things we're doing. Me and my wife and Slash Queen send much love out to everybody. And we'd just like to say once again, we appreciate you. God bless.